BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We learn how to sing just like Selena Gomez with the help of our singing teacher, Felicia. Clara does Real or No Real, and one of our listeners is in trouble for sending preemptive flowers. I feel bad because we suggested it.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Yesterday we were talking about sending preemptive flowers to your partner before you do something wrong, like maybe watch a lot of rugby or play a computer game that maybe has just been delivered to you. Because you do need to buy some time.
Loads of time.
It's better to just send the flowers, get it done, and then they'll be like, oh, that's really sweet. So yesterday you let me call a florist and tell them what to put on the card to your girlfriend, if I played for the flowers.
Exactly. Well, that was the key thing. I didn't, you know, obviously I was suspicious of what you'd do, but you did offer to pay for the flowers, and fair play to you.
And here's the guy from the florist yesterday reading back the message that I wrote in the card.
Hello, darling. I wanted to say this for a while, but haven't been able to do it face to face. There's something in my life, and I'm going to have to play with it.
Something new in my life. Make sure you put that.
I beg your pardon, I've got that. I have something new in my life. I'm going to have to play with it. Don't worry, I haven't done anything wrong yet. But tonight I'm going to undo my exciting new attraction.
Unwrap
my attraction and have a heavy session. Sorry you had to find out this way. All my love, Chris.
Okay, so how did my flowers go down?
The flowers got delivered. To be fair, they were nicer than the ones that you actually tried to get.
Good.
And they turned up and I got a nice picture of the flowers, but then a message saying, I don't understand.
Oh, what the card said.
Yeah, I think the card was a really weird one. But you know what? It kind of worked. She kind of ignored the card and just went with the flowers.
Yeah, I think you've got some time. You've bought some time I have.
Yeah, no, it seems to have actually worked. But it did get me thinking then that, you know, it doesn't matter what you write on the card, seemingly.
You can write anything.
You could write anything. The flowers are, you know, the distraction there.
Right. So Wiz Khalifa all weekend, is it?
A massive weekend of Wiz Khalifa.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now to America. Hello, Felicia.
Hello, my friends.
Hello. So Felicia is the singing coach on this show. I don't know how that happened, but we do have one.
Well, I'm happy to be that for you.
No, we are really more than happy that you are. Because you can teach us to sing in the style of so many of today's pop stars.
It's true. It's a really rare talent.
Felicia first came to our attention when we found her online videos, like tutorial singing videos, of how to sing like Sia on Chandelier. That's when we first noticed you. And since then, you've been teaching us.
Yes, you've been my students.
Yeah. So we had Selena Gomez in the Live Lounge earlier, Felicia.
I love her.
She's got a pretty unique style, right?
She does have a really unique, I would say, sort of language that she uses when she sings.
That's why I thought if anyone can teach us to sing like Selena, it would be you, Felicia.
I think I'm up for it. I'm not going to lie. It was actually really challenging.
Oh, you've done the homework on this?
I've done some homework. I mean, I've been listening to her for a while now. And this was one of the harder songs to teach. And to learn.
Do you not think she's got a distinctive enough voice, though, for things for you to pick up on?
She has a very distinctive voice, to the point where it almost sounds like she's speaking another language.
Yeah. That's why.
Like the word good, you know, that's really the most challenging part of the song.
That's why I thought good for you would be a good one to learn today.
I think it's Chris. And, you know, I'm going to teach Chris, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I do think this is a good song for Chris, especially.
Sure. Why is that?
Well, you know, he's really been improving, and the song is really about seeming like you're not trying and kind of running out of air again, which we worked on last time.
We did.
And I think Chris is getting really good at that style.
The last one we did was Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do, wasn't it?
Right. And he jogged around the studio and really got that feeling of like he's just could barely do it.
Yeah, you got to be really breathy.
The breathy sound.
Yeah. This is where you're good as a singing teacher, because you're not just teaching people how to sing notes. You know, any singing teacher can do that. You teach us how to say the words like the artist.
Yeah.
And that's what makes you different.
Right. I want it to be exactly like the artist.
Don't you find that Chris's ones, after a while, though, all sound the same?
No, Chris? That's unfair. No, I completely disagree with that. I think what you hear, Scott, is me singing exactly like the artist sounds, and that's what scares you.
Well, for one thing, Chris is a man, and Selena Gomez is a woman, so that is a challenge we'll have to try to overcome.
How?
We'll see. I'll show you.
Okay, fine. Okay. Sorry, no, I thought you were suggesting that I was going to have to do something there.
No, it's all in the voice. You don't have to change anything about who you are.
No, fine.
Good. All right, so I think we should start, obviously, at the start of the track, and this is...
I'm a 14 carat, I'm 14 carat, doing it up like my eyes.
Don't even know what she's singing there.
All right, so just diving right in. The lyric there is, I'm in my 14 carats, I'm 14 carat. So she's talking about wearing jewelry.
Right.
So for this, we're going to say... I'm in my 40 carats. I'm 40 carat.
You sort of groaned at the start of that as well.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of groaning. Yeah, that's called a vocal fry. Oh.
And it's sort of like your vocal fry.
It's sort of like you're waking up from a nap and you don't want to, you know?
I'm a 14 carat. Like that.
Yeah. not so much a yawn, just sort of like, oh, I don't want to wake up like that.
I'm a 14.
Yes, that's good.
That's me. That was me.
I'm a 14.
No, Chris, not yawning. Not yawning. Just like you've woken up from a nap, not yawning. Okay, Felicia, do you wanna sing it and then he can try
and
copy
it? Yeah, I can sort of demonstrate. So using those vowels only.
I'm in my 14 carats. I'm 14 carat, doing it up like my dad's.
Do you hear that?
Yep. That was brilliant. I could really hear the vocal fry at the start of it as well.
Okay, now you.
Now me. Yeah.
Got some echo for you.
It's hard to get the breathiness of it. I'm a 14 carat.
No, you don't do it. No, that's not right.
Why?
It's more like...
That's good.
Thank you. I'm a 14
carat. No. It's just like you've got a fly in your mouth.
It's hard to squeeze out the lyrics.
Okay.
It's really hard to work out what a picture in your head when you're doing this.
Can we hear it once more? Just the 14 carat line, please, Felicia.
Sure.
I'm in my 14 carats.
No, Chris, you straight away.
I'm a 14 carats. I'm 14 carats.
Why are you whispering?
Doing it. Breathy.
Oh. Can we hear the doing it up like Midas bit?
Yeah. So this is...
Doing it up like Midas.
So what are you actually singing there?
Doing it up. Like Midas.
Doing deed up like Midas.
Doing deed up like Midas. Right,
Chris,
I'm ready.
Chris, it's actually your instinct, Chris, to be super soft and almost like you're not singing is good.
Fine. Okay. Fine. Okay. I'm ready with this one.
Go.
Okay. I'm a 14 carat. I'm 14 carat. Doing deed up like Midas. Now, for me, that sounds like Selena.
It does, in a way.
Exactly the same.
Yes.
Oh, wow. It's a tough one, this, isn't it, Chris?
Really tough, yeah.
But I know you'll get us there, Felicia. You right to hang there a second?
Yeah, sure, totally.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Felicia, there's a bit on the track that we like the most on this show. Me and Chris often sing it, and it's this bit of the song.
Gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight, do my hair up real nice, and syncopate my skin to your heart beating.
So how do we do that? Because, I mean, that's quite a hard one to do, isn't it?
Yeah, this one is hard. You're going to have to make sure, first of all, you get enough breath, because these are long lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Chris? And for this, you want to sound like you remember the nap feeling that we're waking up.
Yeah, I've written that down.
This is like when you have something in your throat when you wake up. So, So it's like a fry, but also you have something. You have
So what's something in there? What am I imagining is in my throat at this point?
Just phlegm.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be gonna wear the dress you like. Now, this is tricky. You're going to say skin tie. So not tight, tie.
Tie.
It's really in the back of your throat, so you're still choking almost.
So how would that sound?
Yeah, so I'm going to wear that dress you like, skin tie. Like that.
Okay, Chris.
Gonna wear that dress you like, a skin tight.
No, that just sounds like you're choking at the beginning.
Okay.
That was very whiny. Yeah, you don't want to make it whiny. You want to make it kind of like relaxed. More relaxed in the back of the mouth.
Fine.
Oh, relax the back of your mouth.
I've got to say, this is the hardest song we've done so far.
It is hard.
I agree. It's technically very hard.
Okay, can we hear it once more from you?
Sure. Gonna wear that dress like skin tight.
Tight. Gonna wear that dress you like skin tight.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Then it's Duma. Herup, rel, rel, nice. Similar feeling.
And what's the actual line there?
Do my hair up real, real nice.
Right.
But you're telling us to go...
Do my hair up real, real nice.
Do my hair up real, real nice.
Exactly.
How would that sound?
That's exactly. Do my...
No, not you. What? Felicia.
Do my hair up real, real nice.
Do my hair up real, real nice.
Great. That was great.
That is nice, that one.
Cool. Well, this is coming together then.
Yeah. And what's the next bit?
And syncopate my skin to your heart beating. This is really different. It's and syncopate my skin to your heart beating. Okay.
Say that again. I need to write it down.
Say it again.
And syncope maske to your heart eating.
Try that with words first.
And syncope maske to your heart eating.
Good. Good.
Right?
Okay.
And in the song.
And syncope maske to your heart eating.
And syncope maske to your heart eating.
Oh, that was nice.
That's right, isn't it?
This is coming together. I like this.
It is coming together.
Okay, well, we've got the start bit. Can we move through the song a bit, Felicia, and teach Chris another bit?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what have you got for us?
Why don't we go to the chorus? What do you say?
Oh, yes. Okay,
yeah,
great.
That's really the most challenging part.
This is how it sounds.
Because I just want to look good for you, uh-huh. I just want to look good for you, for you.
Okay, how do we do that?
So the line itself, instead of because I just want to look good for you, we're going to say, because I just want to look good for you, uh-huh. Almost like the good is really, you want to say almost gooey.
Gooey, okay. Want to look good for you.
Yeah, for it's ya. Two notes, and it's, or like you're saying, go ahead, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Hey,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Can we hear you sing that?
Sure. Because I just want to look good for you, uh-oh.
Because I just want to look good for you, good for you, uh-oh.
Good. The second good was perfect.
Thank you.
Mm. And again?
Just have to work on the first one, yeah.
Because I just want to look good for you, uh-oh. This is ridiculous. All right, so that's good.
Mm.
Yes?
Yeah, really good. Well, Felicia, once again, it's been an absolute education. And I mean, he sounds like Selena Gomez now.
He does. I can't believe the progress that Chris keeps making.
Yeah, I mean, every time we do one of these, and it's only every few months or so, but you must be noticing a difference.
I do. I really do.
Right, Chris, you feel confident?
For the big performance now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can give this a go.
So we've learnt the whole song and I think we're ready to sing along now.
Right, let's do this.
Ready, Felicia?
I'm ready.
Felicia!
I'm in my 14th carriage. I'm 14 carriage.
Chris!
Doing it deep up like Midas.
I
Now you say I got a touch. So good, so good. Make you never wanna leave. So don't. So don't.
Chris.
Gonna wear that dress you like. Skin tight. Red, red, nice.
Felicia.
And syncopate my skin to your heart beating.
Chris.
Cause I just wanna look good for you. Good for you.
Oh, oh. Felicia.
So I just wanna look good for you, good for you.
Let me show you how proud I am to be yours. Leave this dress a mess on my floor. I still look good for you, good for you. I'm in my marquee diamonds. I'm a marquee diamond. Could even make that Tiffany jealous. You say I give it to you hard.
Okay, let's go again then. Felicia.
Gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight. Hair up real, real nice.
Chris.
Syncopate my skin to your heart eating. Cause I just wanna look good for ya. Go ahead for ya. Uh-huh.
And Felicia.
I just wanna look good for ya. Good for ya.
Okay, I think we should probably leave it to Selena now and stop ruining the song. Okay, Chris, take us to the end of the song.
Trust me, I,
silly.
Well, Felicia, I really hope Selena gets to hear this at some point.
I hope so too.
What do you think she'll think of it?
I think that she will maybe want to collaborate in the future.
Okay.
With me?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, great. Thank you.
There you are. And that's from an actual singing teacher, a very good one at that.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys. Wow.
Felicia, thank you so much. And you know that we'll be back onto you again soon, and you can teach us how to sing like another big famous.
I can't wait, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Such a massive reaction to Chris singing like Selena with the help of our singing teacher, Felicia. Like the biggest one ever. So thank you for your texts and tweets. And if you missed it, or if you just want to hear it again, then it'll be on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, along with all the other stuff we've done this week from the Radio 1 website, Scott Mills Daily, for free. It's all the best bits of the show every day without the music. It includes loads of innuendo bingos and reel or no reels every day for you for free on the Radio 1 website. Later on, Clara Amfo plays Real or No Real at 3:40. Hi, Sasha Hawker. Me and Chris will see you in Loughborough tonight. She just started at Loughborough, doing a little gig for the students there later. Also, Sam, who's just started at the University of Birmingham. Good afternoon. And Tom in Peterborough, still laughing at Chris trying to sing like Selena. I know.
The Scott Mills Daily. Won't you follow me into the jungle?
Hi Kate and Ashley and James and Hugh on a 7-hour road trip to Scotland for a long weekend. And Naomi, who says happy birthday to her boyfriend Tom in Bournemouth, just on the way back from Longleat. Oh, that's a cracking safari park, isn't it?
Have you been watching that show? Of course you have. Yeah, you've been talking about
the eccentric
guy from that.
Lord Bath. He is my absolute favourite. It's a show called All Change at Longleat. It's on BBC One. It's a series. It's basically about Longleat Safari Park and the quite bonkers bloke that runs it or owns it, Lord Bath. He is amazing. Check it out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, hun. This is Radio 1. No, don't like that?
It's called the whole nation, hun.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott. It's Jake.
Jake, how can I help?
Well, you've got me in a little bit of a trouble here.
What?
Yesterday, while you were talking about the preemptive flowers that Chris was going to give to his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, we were saying this yesterday. So Chris has got a new computer game, as a lot of other people have, just struggling to find the time to play it. So if you send preemptive flowers to your partner, gives you a bit of time, I think.
Yeah, it's well worth doing.
So what's happened, Jake?
I was planning on doing the same thing because there's also with FIFA coming out, there's also the Rugby World Cup on at the moment as well.
Yeah.
So I'm really into that. I really want to watch that. And obviously, she doesn't.
Yeah.
So what I did is I ordered some preemptive flowers and a really nice bunch of roses. Cost me in the region of £50.
Oh, wow. And this is because you heard it on the show?
No, this wasn't because I heard it on the show. I did it beforehand anyway.
I see. So you had the same idea?
Yes, I had the same idea. It just so happened that you were talking about it yesterday on the show.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I text you to let you know. And instead of texting you to let you know, I text her.
Oh, no. So you sent a text to her that was meant for us?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Saying that you do the preemptive flowers?
Yes. So now I had to come up with an explanation as to why I was sending some preemptive flowers.
Has this really happened?
Yeah, of course. I'll send you the screenshots right away.
That's a classic case of sending a text to the person that you're actually talking about.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Epic fail.
So how has she reacted to this?
Not too brilliantly. I'm not allowed to watch the World Cup at the weekend and FIFA is on probation.
This is all because it looks a bit calculating from your side.
So it was because she said that the flowers didn't actually mean anything. They were just to keep her quiet, which was the truth, but wasn't supposed to come out.
No, it's not what you'd write in the card, is it?
No, exactly.
I reckon there must be loads of other people that have texted us to 81199, but then sent it to the person they were talking about. Thanks very much, Jake.
Thanks very much, guys.
I look forward to the screenshot.
I'll send it over. Thanks very much.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, I've just got the screenshot through from Jake. It definitely happened. Sent the girlfriend the message meant for us. I'll put that up in a minute.
I mean, I wasn't sure whether to believe him. That is ridiculous.
I know. But now she knows it's all a big plan. So yesterday I sent flowers to Chris's girlfriend to buy him some time and let him play for a few hours new computer game.
On behalf of me, I mean, they were under my name.
Yeah, I said they were from you, but Chris let me write the card when the deal was that I would pay for the flowers. But she got the flowers and she liked them?
She got the flowers. Actually, the flowers were a bit nicer than the ones that you did try to order. Thanks for that.
That's all right.
And the message was explained after a while, but at first she was very confused.
Yeah. But you've got a gaming weekend planned now.
Absolutely.
You have got permission.
Oh, mate, I'm going to be at it probably all weekend.
Night and day. Now several florists are getting in touch saying that compared to what some of the things they see, what I wrote in the card was not bad at all. Amy's a florist. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Tell me what happens. This is like Secret Life of a Florist.
Well, basically, Valentine's Day obviously is a very busy time for us with flowers. But the most awkward situation we've had is when we had a man come in and he ordered two bunches of flowers for two different women.
Right. Oh. Hedging his bets there.
Yeah, well, they both had exactly the same card message and just got sent to two different addresses.
That's awful.
This is so good.
Right, there must be so much that you hear and see that you're like, oh.
Yeah, loads of things. And we've got to keep quiet as well, so it's hard.
I'm not saying where you work, you see, so you could be anywhere.
Yeah.
You're like our insider.
Yeah.
So what happens then when people ask the message to you, when they have to dictate the message, and it's really awkward? Do you find yourself struggling not to laugh?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's more awkward for us as well. It's sort of equally as awkward, so they shouldn't really feel awkward about it. We hear all sorts of things. Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, I bet you do.
Yeah.
Right. Do you feel awkward ever reading the message back to them if they ask you to do that?
Yeah, a little bit, especially if they've sort of asked for, like, soppy word or pet names as well. That's
pet, you must hear so many pet names.
Right.
So many pet names.
Is there a pet name that you can remember that you can say on the radio that's clean?
We had Cheeky Monkey or Teddy Bear as well, was used a lot.
And you have to read that back. Dear Teddy Bear.
Yeah.
Do you find most of these messages are apologetic?
Yeah, a lot of them, or just sort of declarations of love, really. Or they're trying to, like you did, like trying to say sorry before that it's actually happened.
Oh, right, so that happens a lot?
Yeah, that does, it happens a lot.
Preemptive flowers, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Do you... You're telling us not to feel embarrassed next time we ask you to write the card.
No, it's fine because we have to make flowers. Like, men come in, they don't know what they want, and we're used to it. I don't feel awkward at all.
Yeah, it's a bit like going to the doctors. It feels like it should be more embarrassed. You've just got to go and say it, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, just got to get it out.
Yeah. Is there any, like, do people make the message too long sometimes?
Yeah, we do have very long ones. And the thing is as well, I don't think they realise we have to write it by hand. So by the end, you've got a, like sort of like an A4 page size and we've got to try and fit it into a tiny little card.
This is fascinating. Do you ever have to write messages for other people? So let's say I ring up and say, look, I want to get my girlfriend some flowers. I want a soppy message. Can you help me out?
Do you make them up?
Yeah, we sort of have like generic ones. So happy birthday.
That's
or,
so bad.
Yeah.
They can't even be bothered to tell you what to write.
My darling, I love you so, so much.
This is fascinating. Thanks for getting in touch.
No worries.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. You know what I've noticed about you? You're like the perfect travel guide.
Why?
You just seem to know everywhere to go. If I was to say to you a town, you know the best place to go, you know the best club, you know the best place to go for food after. It's like you've been to every one of these places.
I have been to a lot of places, to be fair. Mm. And I do like to give the knowledge to people.
But you sort of pride yourself on it.
I like it as well. When people like sometimes go abroad as well, people are like, oh, can you just tell me some places to go? I don't know why, they just do.
You might be able to help these guys out. So Dave, Callum and Niall have texted in saying, Scott, me and 8 lads are on our way to Aberystwyth for the weekend. We've never been and we'd like your input on where to go.
Why have they asked me that? Do you think it's because people think that I'm just a knowledgeable travel bloke?
I think it's because, I don't know if you realise you're doing it, but whenever a caller comes on and says where they're from, you seem to know something about the town.
Oh,
it's
right.
Almost, it's like you're a sponge for all local information everywhere.
Yeah, I do like it. I'm like an information centre, aren't I? At the tourist board or something.
I think it's because you've DJed in every one of these towns
everywhere.
A number of times. So what are you saying, Aberystwyth?
We are going to Aberystwyth soon on the student tour.
Of course.
We're going to be meeting all the students. I would say, is it lads for the weekend, is it?
It's a lads weekend. This is awesome.
Okay, well, you've got your spoons at the railway station, if that takes your fancy. If not, then you go up to Market Street, you've got Whiff Waff there. Then I'm saying peer pressure to end the night. That's a club. And then maybe straight on to the Istanbul Kebab House afterwards to end the night, which is also a Sam's Fried Chicken. The Scott Mills
Daily. BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott here. There is loads of good stuff on our podcast this week. I know you're busy. I know you can't, like, listen every day non-stop between 1 and 4. And that's what the Scott Mills Daily is for. This week on the show and available on the podcast, an instant boyfriend I discovered on VHS video. Oh. From 1986. He says things like this. You just put the tape in and press play and voila, instant boyfriend.
Oh, hi, honey. I didn't hear you come in. Wow. Have you done something to your hair? Have you lost weight?
He just compliments you all the time and says things like this.
If you don't mind, I'm going to carry on with my workout. I have to keep myself beautiful if I'm going to keep you.
Yes. Also, Chris really didn't want me to, but I rang his mum to ask her if she wanted to Netflix and chill.
Hi.
I was thinking, what about Netflix and chill?
Sorry?
We could Netflix and chill.
Yeah, maybe. Is Chris there? Should I have a word with him?
It's not at the moment, but...
No, right. Okay.
I just thought I'd sort it out with you kind of directly.
Yeah. Shall I have a think about that then and maybe
okay,
give you a call back?
Yeah, all right. But Netflix and chill is something that you might be interested in, yeah?
I don't really know, to be honest.
I think it's on. And Danny Howard proved very popular on Innuendo Bingo. Danny, you know how working late hours as a DJ can really kind of affect your personal life, seeing friends, etc.?
Yeah.
Well, what you need to do is take a leaf out of Sean Keaveney's book over on Six Music. Still has time for a social life.
Listen, when it took a couple of men, but when I slid that in, it was the best feeling I've ever had.
The love rug was out.
It was. Yeah, that was a particularly wet one, wasn't it?
A great one. Sean, of course, was getting a washing machine installed there. That's what he was talking about. And today, our singing teacher, Felicia, taught Chris how to sing just like Selena Gomez.
Your instinct, Chris, to be super soft and almost like you're not singing is good.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine. Okay, I'm ready with this one.
Okay.
I'm a 14 carats. I'm 14 cara, doing the dub like my dice.
Same. The Scott Mills Daily. Here's Clara Amfo to play Friday's Real or No Real. Hello.
Hello.
Slightly injured, Clara, today.
A little bit. Got a bit of a bad back.
Well, that's the price you pay for fashion.
It is, isn't it? We must suffer, darling.
I know.
We must suffer for fashion.
So you think that you've ruined your back because of your boots that you've been wearing?
Yeah, I bought a new pair of boots and, yeah, they're quite hard soled, you see. You know, I'm a trainer's girl, so I don't think my feet were used to it, so therefore my back is a little bit ouchy.
Ow.
Ow, I know.
Good work with Gomez earlier.
Thanks.
Really
she
nice.
Was lovely.
Yeah.
Like, really nice. And you know when people are, like, mega, mega famous, you're not quite sure if they're still going to be, A, a human being, or B, a nice one. She was... both. She was human and she was very nice.
I think it's fascinating watching you during this Live Lounge month because I'm always interested to see how you react immediately after the song's finished. And I think what we should do, and there's a game in this, we should get the noises that Clara makes straight after a Live Lounge and try work out who the performer was.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that can be our new game.
Mm.
So we just like do a mix of Clara's noises and then you guess who it was.
Yeah.
I usually do a little yes. I like a yes.
Hey, should we play Real or No Real?
Go on, then.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
The album cover to Lana Del Rey's latest release features a mobile number, which connects directly to the singer.
Would you really want to put your actual phone number out there to the whole wide world if you were as famous and as loved and as maybe stalked, I would say, as Lana Del Rey?
Mm.
So this is on her on the album cover.
For Honeymoon.
Is it hidden away, though, so not many people will see it? You know, where you've got to go through all the pictures and look really, really closely. And then if you do, you'll see her number.
What, like a magic eye?
Yeah. The magic eye! They were great.
They were really good.
Those things, were they the ones that you had to stare at for like,
ages.
They said you'd stare for 2 minutes and your eyes would go slightly cross-eyed and only at that point would you see the image?
Yeah, I'd get a headache before I could see the picture.
So, magic eye.
Magic eye. Maybe that's what she's done. Don't know about this, Lana. Would you really want to put your phone number out there to everyone when everyone knows you that well?
Also, yeah. Connecting directly to the singer. She must have so much staff.
Well, this is it, because really, does it go directly to her? Is it more just her people?
Yeah.
It could be her assistant putting on a voice.
But why would you do that anyway? Just don't put your phone number anywhere.
Because she's like us. She's like one of the people. She's Lana Del Rey. She's just like you and me.
She's having a laugh.
Yeah.
She's been in the pub one night with all the girls. You know what she is? Lana Del Lol.
She is.
She's there having a right time. She's gone, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put my mobile number on the album cover. I think this is real.
Or maybe it's not even her own number. Maybe it's her ex-boyfriend's number that she really hates. So she wants everyone to call him just to wind him up.
Clara?
I'm going to say it's real because she's a little bit kooky, isn't she? A bit crazy.
That one is real.
The number's on the car on the front of the album cover.
Clever.
It probably doesn't work now. They've probably disconnected it.
Oh, it's just a short-term thing.
I think, yeah. And next,
an Australian scientist has created a machine that unboils eggs.
What?
Oh, my word.
Oh.
So what you're saying, you could have a hard-boiled egg... put it through this machine and it goes back to runny.
Yeah, but then just get a new egg.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but we're not all celebrities, mate. We can't all afford to get new eggs in when we've overboiled our first attempts.
Who thinks to themselves, I really need to unboil an egg?
Well,
you
this
don't.
Is it. Like, that's just kind of gross as well. Why would you want to make a hard-boiled egg runny again?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Like you're heating it, then unheating
it. No, it's because it's been in the pan for too long. And then you try and get some toast in there. You're like, this isn't happening. Now you can put it in the machine and it will go runny again.
No, that's weird. It's like reheating rice.
Yeah, well, and it goes all crispy.
Can't do that, can you?
No.
It's bad for you.
I only told you that about a month ago. So yeah. Before that, he'd been reheating rice. Ahoy.
It's done me no harm.
Is it real or no real?
Because the world is a weird, wonderful place, I'm actually going to say it's real.
Oh, you've gone real. You see, I don't think this science exists. I really hope it's real, but I think this is no real.
That one is real.
It's true. Colin Raston created the machine, which he tested with boiled eggs, and they go runny again.
Wow.
That is one for your kitchen, Chris.
Definitely.
And finally...
in a bid to keep his beard in good condition, twice a day, singer Jack Garrett rubs low-fat spread into it.
He has got a very well-conditioned beard.
He has, but is that because of margarine?
Oh. Could be everyone knows their tricks. Might be just one of those old school ones that you
margarine
do.
Is her, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, I think
is
so,
is it still
yeah.
on? Is it still on?
Yeah, I don't use margarine.
Is marmalade a who?
No, that's an English classic.
Classic.
Paddington Bear.
True. Sorry. Take that back. No. Mills, imagine you with a massive beard.
Do you fancy it?
I've never thought about it with you.
Yeah, I've never seen you with facial hair before, actually.
A little bit. I can grow it, Clara.
I wasn't trying to say you can't. I'm just saying I've never seen you with a hairy face, that's all.
Would you like it to be hairier? What a question.
In your bingo.
Would you? What do you think? Would it suit?
If you got a full Jack Garrett beard, I think it would look awesome.
I've got quite a lot of beard envy from the bloke who's reading the news this week.
Yeah.
Jim Connolly.
Oh, he's got a strong beard as
isn't
Jim.
Isn't it magnificent?
It's a very good beard.
I wish you listeners could see it when he's reading the news. But next time you hear Jim Connolly on the news, just think, lovely beard.
Or just Google him.
Do you think he rubs low-fat spread into it, though?
Possibly.
I don't think he puts, like, I don't know.
It's just the trick.
Is that this a thing?
He looks like he uses butter in his.
Yeah, this stipulates that Jack Garrett's is low-fat spread.
Mm.
Hmm.
So what do we think?
I'm going to go real on this one. Why not?
I'm going to say no real, because I've seen Jack Garrett perform once and I couldn't smell it when I was close to him. So
right, you'd be able to smell that.
Yeah, defo.
That one is no real. Oh, Chris, you had a shocker.
Oh.
Jack is in the live lounge with Alice tomorrow from 1 p.m. At the end of that round,
I got 10, Clara got 30.
Yes,
Clara.
Oh, thanks.
Have a good weekend, my dear.
Thank you, my dear.
Last few days of Live Lounge month coming
next
up.
Next week, the last three weekday ones ever. I'll say ever for another calendar year till next September. But yeah, next week, John Newman, Florence and the Machine and The Weeknd.
Lovely. Thank you, Clara.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what I really want now?
What?
Mince pie.
I was just thinking, that sounds so Christmassy, doesn't it?
Get on the mince pie, son. I really do. It is quite Christmas.
Could it be Christmas number one?
I think it's out too soon, yeah. Hey, listen, in just over a week's time, we're going on a student tour. Scott's student tour. And you can watch it on the red button on your telly. And you can see it all on the Radio 1 website. It would be the normal stuff that we do on the show. It's lots of fun stuff, but just from unis. So we're going to Stirling, Liverpool, Harper Adams, Aberystwyth and Southampton. If you're at any of those unis and you want to be involved in the show in some way, email me. If you're at Stirling, Liverpool, Harper Adams, Aberystwyth or Southampton, my email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Those are Friday's best bits. Hit subscribe and you'll get this podcast every single day for the rest of your life. It's the Scott Mills Daily. We're back on Monday at 1 p.m. on Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.